This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. College and university medical centers would be required to provide abortion medication under a bill that state lawmakers are now considering. Kyle McKinnon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The medication in question, a combination of two pills called mifepristone and misoprostol, is commonly used and considered safe by major medical organizations. Colorado colleges and universities often provide other reproductive health care services like birth control and STI testing. Under the bill, they would also have to provide access to abortion medication. State Representative Lorena Garcia is one of the bill's sponsors. She says women shouldn't have to leave campus to get care.
They should be able to access the full breadth of their health care right there on campus when they're already doing so for other things.
Campuses with a pharmacy would have to keep abortion medication in stock. Schools without one would need to provide a prescription. The bill would apply to both public and private colleges, but schools with religious affiliations could opt out.
Kyle McKinnon reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The public utility in Colorado Springs is working to follow the state's clean energy plan. It requires power providers to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that regulators in the Springs are looking at all options, including nuclear power.
It's a challenge for Colorado Springs Utilities, which wants to delay closing its last coal plant. Energy needs are growing, and other power plants have been shut down. Program manager Brendan Scott says a team at the utility has been studying what it means to comply, looking at renewables, natural gas.
Through their modeling efforts, which are based almost strictly on the economics of energy delivery, concluded that nuclear power might be a very good solution for our grid.
The utility's board consists of the city council. They're expected to hear that finding during their Monday work session. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.